coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your ornery couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, December 5th, 2011.
And this is episode 38, I've been told.
This was 37 last week.
Yeah, so it's like 2 times 14.
I think you were just stalling to try to come up with a multiplication that would fit that.
No, actually, I was messing around with the... I was trying to get the... Because you know I use the software type mixer for... Or sound bits. So I had a little button here. I was trying to scoot down. I went too far down. Mm-hmm. Then I went too far up. And then I had like half a second to try to hurry up.
Oh, okay.
So.
I think you made it work pretty good.
I hope so. It just sounds like I was trying to figure out a multiplication. I mean, that's the only thing that is, you know, 2 times 14. That's it.
Yep.
You know. But yeah.
How was your weekend?
It was wet. and it was funny because last week we called the episode Drenched, and I was like, I could have sworn we'd used this title before. Sure enough, episode 7, we had used the title before.
And it was rather appropriate for this one, but we didn't use it again.
Yeah, because it's raining still.
It's raining still, and it's been raining all day, and it's going to be raining all night.
And it was raining all day yesterday.
So
yesterday,
I hate rain right now.
Yeah, that's why I don't think we can ever live up in the Northwest.
It's not for me. I think I would get some good rain boots. Maybe I need some rain boots.
Yeah, get some like some cute galoshes.
That's probably what I need. Yeah.
Yeah, get some cute galoshes. You should put that on your Amazon wish list.
No, I have to try on shoes before because I have weird feet.
Right.
So anything that goes on my feet, I have to try it on first.
Well, aren't they like one size fit all and they're supposed to fit over shoes or something like that?
I don't think
like
you're supposed to put on over your shoes.
I should get some galoshes. I wore when I walked the dogs today, I actually wore my my winter boots.
Oh, I bet that worked out pretty good.
Yeah, you could wear your winter boots.
Yeah, but those are so heavy. So I got to find some.
Mine were heavy too.
I don't want heavy.
Just think of it as a workout.
Or my feet can get really hot.
Yeah, they could get really hot.
But also this weekend, we went on an Amazon shopping spree.
Right, because you said that you hated my Amazon list.
I didn't. I just said you needed some more stuff on there.
Right.
Jay's Amazon wish list was quite pitiful.
It was stuff that I want to get other people.
Yeah, and it's like in the thing in the wish list is that people look at your wish list so they can figure out what to buy you. Hold on.
Right. So for the past few shows, just kind of a segue, not segue, but kind of a diversion here. We actually haven't been putting our dogs in the kennel up front. We've been leaving them back here with us. We just take their collar off and they do great.
But until just now.
Just now. They want to start fighting and playing.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so Jay put more stuff on his Amazon wish list. And I think it worked out.
Oh yeah, yeah, I had fun. You know, it gave me an itch to want to get some of my own stuff, which I probably will. I mean, there's a video card out there I really want that I'm going to end up getting.
Yeah, what happens is I go on there and I just start putting stuff on my list. Like, ooh, that's cute. Oh, that's cute. It's like shopping without spending any money.
But you don't get the stuff.
But it's shopping without spending any money.
But you don't get any stuff.
It's fine. It's still shopping. It's shopping. It's fine.
Right, right. And then this weekend, we also got our dogs registered for the dog park. For 2012.
Yep, so they can go out and play and everything. I mean, the Dog Park Association around here is really good. They take care of the parks. They maintain it. They have events and everything. So,
and it's not free.
No, no, no. It's not free, but it's worth the cost.
Right. you know.
So we went and did that, and then we took them to the dog park. Toby was dumb at the dog park.
No, Toby embarrassed you.
But Toby embarrassed me at the dog park.
He didn't embarrass me. I mean, he was just being a dog.
Okay, so he didn't used to be a ball dog, but now he is. And he's a little possessive over balls. So someone threw a ball, and another dog went for it, and Toby did too, and him and Toby got in a little scuffle.
Well, the thing was, okay, here's the thing. The ball was being held, right? So Toby had the ball.
Mm-hmm.
I got the ball away from Toby, okay? And then you put the ball away, and then the other person got the ball, and I don't know why, but they wanted to throw the ball, and he was surrounded by three dogs that were, like, going crazy. Like, the dog that he got in a scuffle with was barking at him. At the man, but yet you gonna still throw the ball, and then it just all broke out into this. It was just a something just waiting to happen, you know. And I mean, I wouldn't have threw the ball if I was, you know, really looking to see what was going on, you know.
I think. So I took Toby away, and you're right. I shouldn't have just taken Toby away.
Yeah, you were so embarrassed. And he was like, "Oh, we're leaving there. Oh my God, Toby's so horrible. He's a bad dog."
Toby's not bad. He did embarrass me, but he's not bad.
What you gonna do when you have kids?
I'm gonna drag them away too.
You are.
Stop embarrassing me. But see, with him, I can say stop embarrassing me. But anyway, I know for next time.
Yeah. I mean, like the last time he got in the deal, I just took him out of the park for a second. Let him get himself together, and then he came back. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. That's what I should have done. But and then we went over to my parents' house.
Oh, and that was an awesome time.
It was fun. Like, my parents are just hilarious because I can talk to them like adults now. So I think that's why. So it was so funny. So the week after Thanksgiving, was it after Thanksgiving?
One Sunday.
I think it was a Sunday before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it was Sunday before Thanksgiving.
We went over to my mom and dad's house, and it was the time to choose names. Because instead of buying one present for everybody, somebody pulls a name, buys for that one person, can't spend over $100, works out for everybody. Since we're more into the family part of the holidays and not the gift giving so much.
Right.
I pulled my brother-in-law's name. D, and my sister pulled my name. And my sister lives in Atlanta, so my mom pulled for her, and she let her know that she had my name, or so I thought. So come to find out, this Sunday we were over there, and my other sister said, "I think Deidre thinks that she has D's name." Really? And mom was like, "No, she has Renee's name." Like, yeah, but I don't think she knows that.
Right.
So my mom called her.
I was badgering Renee. I was like, "You need to text her. You need to text your sister.
I know. But my mom got a hold of her. Turns out she thought she had my brother-in-law's name because my mom had told her the wrong name. And it wouldn't have been so bad, but she had already bought him a gift that she couldn't return.
Right.
So I get to have my name this holiday season. Which is craziness.
You know what? I should give you your mom's name and I'll take your name.
If you want to do that, you can.
I should do that.
I'm fine with it. I'm fine with buying my own gifts.
Because I had actually had your name.
Well, then here, we can do that. I'll take my mom's name.
Okay. And then I'll take your name and I'll just spend extra.
Okay. So I call this the Great Christmas Debacle of 2011. Thanks, Mom.
Well, it's not your mom. Well, it's your mom's fault.
It is my mom's fault.
It's your mom's fault. But if I had originally kept with the name that I had, which was yours, everything would have been fine. You know that?
Really?
Yep. But I felt like I would have been cheating if I had your name.
Well, no. What you do, you get my name for the family thing, and then you get stuff for me outside of that.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. So,
or you don't have to give me anything.
I know. That's the beauty of it. I can say, "Babe, I gave you all my love on November 21st, 2009. If that's not enough, then I don't know what it is."
That's pulling the card. You can't pull that card, though. That's horrible.
I won't pull the card. But I'm just saying, I should totally do that on Christmas, just to say. I should have like a box and it just says, "My love." Oh gosh, I may do it. I'm gonna have to, and you know what? I want you to go with it for a little bit.
Okay, all right.
And we know they don't listen to the podcast, so we can go ahead and talk about our plan to do this.
Yeah, I mean, they're like behind on the podcast if they even listen at all.
So I'm gonna give you a box and it's gonna have it in there, and I want you to be like, "Oh, you're so awesome, Jay." Da 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 da, and don't even you know, sweat it. And then we're gonna go to the next gift, man. Oh my god, it's gonna be so great.
Are you gonna like keep giving me empty boxes of stuff?
I should.
You can do that.
Oh.
And then and then I made some cookies, which I'll talk about in the food section. But I made some cookies, right? And my dad's a diabetic. And he's not a really big sweet eater, but every now and then. So I brought these homemade cookies over my mom and dad's house, and I had them for my family to try. And they had tried some, and we were in the dining room. And in the kitchen, we hear the pop-pop of the pocket, of the lock and lock.
Right.
Lock.
The lock and lock.
The lock and lock lid coming off. My mom turned around and said, "Uh-uh." My dad was sitting there. The lid off and his hand almost in there. He was like, "I was just gonna smell it.
I was just gonna smell it." That's all he said.
And we were like, "No, you were not." He's not usually a sweet eater, but it was so funny. My mom has to keep him in line.
Right. And then he finally did get a bite.
Yes. And then he got a bite. My mom allowed him to have a bite.
He got a bite and he felt guilty.
Yeah, so that's why he didn't eat the whole thing.
He felt guilty and he felt ashamed that he just succumbed to that cookie.
But if he had been by himself, he would have ate the whole thing the first time they tried to get in there.
Yeah.
He would have ate the whole cookie. But so it was a pretty good weekend filled with family, and I made a lot of new recipes, and it was good.
Yeah, it was a great time.
Media.
What? No last week in tech?
No last week in tech.
Nope. No. So
there's probably something out there, but nothing that directly concerns us.
I mean, that's just the new 4.2 beta build for the Roku LT, but I mean, it's not anything huge. Since we're still in the beta, we actually test the beta software before they push it out to live.
Mm-hmm.
But yep, that was a little sneak peek of Roku beta life. But last week we rode a 139 and we watched American Violet.
Oh, it was so good.
An amazing movie. Yep. Based off of a true story.
Yep. American Violet stars Offer Woodard and some other chick.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name.
Charles Rock.
Charles Dutton.
Dutton.
Charles S. Dutton. who what played Rock.
What man played Rock?
In the TV show Rock.
Right.
It was really good. It's a true story about a woman who's falsely accused of dealing drugs in Texas. And she has to work to clear her name.
Right,
It was really good. It shows the racism of that era and that area.
Well,
and
the era was 2000.
Well,
so do you say era, like E-R-A?
I said era. I guess I consider that time to be a little different from now. I mean, man, it was only 10 11 years ago.
Yeah,
11 years ago, but.
Yeah, 11 years ago.
That's a long time.
But still, I mean, I guess.
But it's a really good movie. Check it out. It can be hard at some parts.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I think it's really, really, really good.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
I was glad that we got a good pick because this week might not be so good.
We're going to make it happen.
We're going to make a good one happen.
We're going to make a good one happen.
We can't make it happen. That's why it's called Movies by Chance.
All right. So I guess I'm assuming you already have your dice ready.
Yes, I have my dice ready.
All right. Let me get my fingers on the keypad.
All right. Tell me when.
All right. When?
Eight. 18.
4.
17.
5. All right,
6 and 1.
And that's a roll of a 97.
97.
Because that's 183. 97 is going to be Blindsight, which is a documentary.
Okay.
Ah, that's the one I put on there.
Blindsight, a documentary about...
6 blind Tibetan teenagers set off on a gripping adventure as they attempt to climb the 23,000-foot Lhokpa Ri on the north side of Mount Everest.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yep, I added that one.
Nice.
And right. On random.org, 1 through 83, and the result is 22. So we have Blindsight versus Fraggle Rock.
Oh, my God.
And you want me to roll that again?
Yeah, re-roll that. Because we've already seen the first one of Fraggle Rock.
Yeah, and we saw them as kids. Yeah. It's more of a nostalgia for us to go back.
This is legal. This is legal, guys.
All right, so it's 111.
Okay.
111 is The Expendables. 2 great movies.
Ooh, all right.
All right, so odd is dice, even is random.org.
17.
We get to watch Blindsight.
Yay.
Blindsight.
Blindsight.
Yep.
So that was 97.
Yes, ma'am. That's cool. I remember adding this a while back. So it's going to be an uplifting weekend, babe.
It's going to be like, aww.
You gonna cry?
No.
Because ain't no horses in there.
It sounds like you saying no horses in there.
I did. There are no horses. H-O-R-S-E in there.
I might. It depends on if I'm emotional or not.
Yeah. And while you're writing that, we did this past, it was this past week. We watched the mid-season finale of Walking Dead.
Oh, my God. Okay. No spoilers. Promise, guys. But,
I'll just say this. It took them long enough.
And, I mean, I wanted to talk about it, but I got to make sure not to give any spoilers. But
right. So
it is funny that, I mean, we can all admit it's been a little slow of a season.
It has been a slow season.
And maybe they'll pick up now.
It was the Rick, Sharon, and Earlobe show.
Rick, Lori.
Oh, why did I say Sharon?
I don't know. Because Shane.
Lobes.
No. Yes, I call him Lobes. But that's why he said Sharon. Because Shane.
Okay.
But I suggest you go watch it if you haven't watched it yet. Tell us what you think. I liked it for the last 5 minutes of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, some people are saying 5 minutes does not make a season.
No, it didn't make the season for me.
No.
I mean,
I mean, I enjoyed it when it was happening. I'm not going to lie.
Right.
So, after that, something we didn't get to do. Star Wars had its last beta weekend.
Yep, and it is officially over, and they are preparing for early access on the 15th of December.
Yep, and people are getting ready. I mean, people are really pumped. Like,
yeah.
We didn't get in this last beta, but we heard all about it. And
yep.
Everybody was excited about making their lightsabers, and
you know.
Are you excited about Star Wars?
I'm not excited. I'm just more, you know, I'm calm, I'm cool. I'm like, let's see what happens when it comes out. And we'll be getting a digital deluxe edition.
Okay. Yeah.
Give it the 3 month shake.
I have to give everything a chance, you know?
Right.
I mean, I gave Rift a chance. I have to give Star Wars a chance too.
Right. And there's nothing. Rift's a great game.
Yeah. And it just wasn't, I just got kind of tired of the content or whatever. So.
And plus it was,
it was very WoW-like.
Yeah. And so if we were like, okay, if we're going to play a fantasy, you know, do you want to play a fantasy in Rift or you want to play fantasy in WoW? You know, so we chose WoW. And too, you know, we have our story in WoW as well as, you know, that's where we met and whatnot. So I'm pretty sure there's sentimental value there as well.
Yeah, it's really hard for me to cancel WoW.
Yes,
it is. It's like, even if I didn't play, I would have a hard time canceling.
Right.
So, WoW is going to have a special place in my heart. And speaking of WoW,
4.3 just came out.
Yep, 4.3 just dropped. It dropped last Tuesday.
And this patch included the final raid for the Downfall of Darkwing.
Yep.
And
Deathwing.
Darkwing.
Man, what is Darkwing Duck?
I know. What is up with me today?
And they have three new five-mans, which yep. you've done. I've done two of them.
Right. And the Darkmoon Fire has its own island now.
Oh, my God. It's fun. Speaking of that, I need to go again today.
What's today?
Because it's only here for a limited time, remember?
Oh, you get to do that every day?
Yeah. They have dailies.
Oh.
Okay. But it feels like a real carnival. They have a zoo and they have different games and I like it. It's fun. And the dungeons, surprisingly, they actually did something new. And
yeah.
It has to be hard for them to come up with new stuff to do.
I mean, yeah, I mean they've been around for 7 years. So
I actually enjoyed playing the other day and we know some people who are actually going to take us on some raids, so I'm still going to get to raid.
Yep.
I'm still playing WoW.
Yeah, we'll actually be raiding tomorrow with the...
Bring the Pain.
To the Pain.
To the Pain?
Yeah. And they're actually doing a 25-man looking for raid. So I'm excited to see what that's all about. And you also know that BrewDog, when he mentioned that he'll take you to get the quest done for the Legendary...
Mm-hmm.
Even though if you do the looking for raid, you still can go on just the regular 10-man.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
So I think he was just saying that you just need to get in.
Sub in. Yeah, I just need to sub in.
Sub in, go pickpocket the items and
then
go back out.
Yeah.
Then bail out.
And I'll definitely message him because I totally forgot that his is 10-man. So.
Right, right.
I'll be looking forward to that.
Yep.
Maybe I might be able to get my legendary after all.
Yes, I heard it takes like 8 months of steady full I'll clears.
Still be, that's steady. So it might take me past the time that the Panda Express comes. So
Panda Express, that's what people are calling it now. I forgot.
And
speaking of fantasy,
mm-hmm.
Skyrim had a patch that came out,
and
it was amazing.
It was horrible. This patch messed everything up. It was supposed to fix the dragons flying backwards, but it didn't. And in turn, okay.
No, they were flying backwards from the patch.
From the patch. Okay, so this
from
patch,
when we were on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, this patch made dragons fly backwards. And I actually have a link in the show notes that'll show you a video because I hadn't seen it. And I was like, this is ridiculous looking.
This is awesome.
And not only that, I was going to get in like a good chunk of Skyrim in this weekend. I was going to go crazy. But I logged into Skyrim.
Yes.
And I had my wireless Xbox controller.
Okay.
And I was like, buttons aren't right. What's going on?
Oh, no, not your buttons.
The A button was disabled for a lot of things, for the menu options.
The trauma.
And you need that.
And you couldn't even use your keyboard.
I didn't want to use my keyboard. I have fun with the Xbox controller. Why would I use the keyboard?
I know.
So I couldn't play Skyrim. I was so mad because I really wanted to play Skyrim because I didn't get to last week or whatever. So.
Right.
I was sad, but in place of that, I decided to play a game that I got for $10.
$10. What game was that, baby?
Portal 2.
Ooh, Portal 2.
And oh my God, I love this game.
That's awesome.
This game is amazing. Okay, so I can tell you this part because it doesn't matter.
I mean, the game's been out for a while.
You get a robot companion named Wheatley.
Mm-hmm.
And he has the most hilarious English accent. And I learned from the instance that he's from Bristol.
Yeah, that's where.
The dude who plays his voice is from Bristol.
That's where Terpster's from, right?
Terpster is from Bristol.
Terpster.
And this game is so much fun. Like, I thought it would be like the first one, and it is. But the humor, they stepped it up a little.
That's
so
good.
Have you got to the part? Were you really use Wheatley yet?
Nah, okay. I just met him.
Wow. Okay, you just met him, so you have a while to go.
Well, you remember I started up and then I played longer than I expected, and then you know how I do sometimes.
Well, make sure you do, because he's really funny. So make sure you listen to all his dialogue. It's hilarious. So, I'll be getting more into Portal 2 until Skyrim is fixed, which is supposed to be the end of this week.
Right.
So maybe I can get some good time in this weekend.
Yeah, I know, right before the early Skyrim. Access on Star Wars.
I know. I know some people who are taking time off for Star Wars.
Yeah, we won't be. We're gonna take a time and you know, and then I downloaded DCU. Oh, on the PS3, just to try it out to see how it played on the PS3.
And
it's pretty good. It's interesting. It was rather interesting to play DCUO with a controller, and you know, trying to see what it's like. And I mean, the game is made for you know. You can play it with a controller as well. It's kind of cool doing some of the combinations with the controller and whatnot. So, I mean, I'm not going to do anything, you know, huge with it or anything like that. But I was just more out of curiosity wanting to see what it's like. And it's, like I said, I don't have when I'm doing like the fast travel, the running, you know, it is different, you know, it's harder for me control than it was with the mouse. But with the keyboard, mouse and keyboard is easier for me to control.
Yeah, like so. I think I'd probably do better with the controller because that's what I'm used to.
Right, right. So I think maybe, you know, I probably should have chose flying instead.
Yeah, like I can see it doing very well with flying with the controller.
Because you just press the jump button to start flying. Here, you have to press the left stick in to start your fast travel. So it's kind of like, meh, you know, and whatnot.
And then
we watched a couple of movies. We watched Star Wars, The Empire Strike Back, and Return of the Jedi. Yeah.
And so, I had to stop myself from making too many comments.
And it was fine. I mean, I bought it, and it's on Blu-ray. I mean, and I can always turn on closed caption. There wasn't too many comments. It was fine.
It was like there were so many holes in these movies.
And the fun part is listening to people fill in the holes.
Yeah, it's like I told them that the lore was written after the movies to fill in the holes that were left. Like, so droids are waterproof. They can be completely submerged and
astrotech,
still work.
Astrotech, babe. And it's astrotech. If they can survive in outer space with no protection, then sure.
I don't believe that.
Because it's really cold in outer space.
I don't believe that.
It's astrotech.
I don't believe it.
Well, it's sci-fi. Science
so,
fiction.
So, there's a lot of holes. And there were a lot of things that were like, come on. And Luke was, all right, he was never a good Jedi.
No.
Never. He would have been dead if his dad hadn't helped him out.
But he had a late start, though.
He had a late start, but he was horrible Jedi.
But
so,
he was good enough.
He was good enough. And he was whiny.
Yes.
Whiny and not a good Jedi. Yes. But he wasn't a horrible Jedi, or else he would have got killed.
Yeah. I mean, he was good enough to talk his daddy into helping him to save him.
he just whined effectively enough
yeah.
for his dad to save him. So,
oh my god.
I laughed at the contrast between Puppet Yoda and CGI Yoda.
Right.
And CGI Yoda would have kicked Puppet Yoda's butt. Just
Heck
saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying that to everybody out there. CGI Yoda would have kicked his ass, so I have to admit with that, and I absolutely agree.
And I've been reading a lot. I just can't get away from these Sookie Stackhouse novels. They are, I think I'm addicted to them, and it's going to be sad when I have no more to read. But I am loving them. Like,
well, maybe we can react one. I could be a vampire.
No. no, I don't want to do that. But
no, I'm just playing.
I'm really liking the books, and I think I knocked out another one since last podcast.
Okay, that's cool.
And I'm like almost halfway through another one. But once they're done, I have other books lined up. But like Hunger Games.
Well, I like you reading the Sookie Stackhouse. It gives me a lot of runway to...
Yeah, for, I'm giving you time.
Yeah. So that when you get done reading Sookie Stackhouse, you'll catch up with me in like 15 minutes.
Day is ahead of me in Hunger Games.
Yeah, and it's getting good too. It's getting real good.
Yeah, I like the book. It's good. Like
right.
And I can't remember when it came out. A while ago, right?
Hunger Games?
Yeah.
I guess.
I think it came out a while ago, but I'm really liking it. It's really good.
Right.
I like post-apocalyptic stories.
Yeah.
And this is definitely one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then our buddy Garaja, who listened to the show, and we also raid with, told us about a group that he saw in concert. And the group name is Trombone Shorty.
And I just like the name, if anything.
Yeah. And it's a classifies jazz, but they're a little bit more than, I feel that they're more than just your typical jazz, you know. And I think, you know, some jazz fusion going on here, and I really like them. So you'll hear some of them during the show and whatnot, and you'll actually we'll be hearing some of them during the food section, and also, you know, in our outro.
Mm-hmm.
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 Oh, did I say food?
Think you did.
The fridge is not prepared.
Oh yeah.
There's a lot of food this week.
There is.
Our good friend. Oh wait, we have some music. UNC by Trombone Shorty.
Or is it Unk?
Oh, it's probably Unk.
I guess it's Unk.
I was thinking University of North Carolina.
I was too, but Unk, I think it's Unk.
Shorty. Our good friend Brewdog, friend of the show, sent us a recipe for crawfish etouffee. And he said shrimp could be substituted, which it was because we don't have any crawfish at our local grocery store.
Yep.
So I used shrimp instead, and it was so easy. And it was really good.
It was really, really
good.
So
easy. It didn't have that many ingredients at all, and it was quick. And we served it over rice, and I had some bread that was really good that I put in the oven. Nice crusty bread. Was it enjoyable?
And you used some of that, what's the
Tony Churachi?
Tony's Creole. Tony's Creole spices?
Yeah, Tony's Creole spices. I used that in there.
That was good.
So, I didn't have to buy a whole lot. I basically had to buy cream of mushroom, cream of celery, and the shrimp, and that was it. So, it was a nice, inexpensive, and
filling meal.
Filling meal.
And it was great because it was cold Friday night.
Yeah, it was perfect. It was nice and creamy. It was good. It coated your stomach. So
oh, yeah.
It heated you up real nice. So, yep. Thanks, BrewDog. I really appreciate it. And please, everyone, continue to send us recipes. I love trying new ones.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
And then I also tried a new recipe called chicken parmigiana. Which is just chicken parmesan, but it's really good. Instead of marinara, I use canned diced tomatoes, which gave it a chunkier type sauce. It was really good.
It was really good.
Basil, oregano, all that stuff in it.
It's so very fresh tasting.
Yep. And I actually added the spaghetti. I put the spaghetti and then the chicken, which had been coated in breadcrumbs and then fried
in olive oil.
In olive oil and
extra virgin olive oil,
and a little bit of mozzarella and parmesan on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
It was really good.
And we actually used up all of our bread, which normally doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good. It was definitely a keeper.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I learned what to do for next time. I could see me making that for my folks. My dad would even like that.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was good. So that was there. And then
dessert.
The
ultimate chocolate chip cookies.
Were they ultimate?
Yes, ma'am, they were. Good.
They were some of the best chocolate chip cookies I've had in a long time. They stayed nice and soft. And they were big chocolatey chunks in them, and I would definitely make them again. It was so easy.
Yep.
I didn't have to buy much. I already had most of the ingredients on hand, and
we still have the ingredients.
Yeah. I can make another batch tonight because I have all the ingredients for that. Because I accidentally bought an extra thing of chocolate chips, so that's why I have
sweet.
I have the ingredients for that, so I'll definitely be making those. I know I'm gonna make them for Christmas because it's almost time for making Christmas cookies, and
yep.
In my house, everybody makes like two or three types. I'm probably gonna make the chocolate chip cookies, and I'm gonna make snickerdoodles for my dad that use Splenda, and I'll be making regular snickerdoodles, and a fourth kind. I don't know. You like peanut butter, right?
Yeah, I like peanut butter as well.
Maybe I make peanut butter cookies, but not the peanut butter and jelly, just regular peanut butter.
You can
peanut butter with chocolate chips in it.
There you go. Or you can just make what you was going to make. You can make the chocolate chips and you can make the snickerdoodle. You know, I can get cookies in time.
Yeah.
You know, I think mainly the cookie thing is so that he can get your dad can get the snickerdoodles that he can eat.
Yeah,
with the
so
Splenda.
Too.
I think that's what that's all about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about tradition.
And going along with the recipes that I've been doing, what I've been doing, I've been putting the ones that work, the ones that are successful, I've been putting them into a Google Doc. And I've shared them with my family. It's kind of like a recipe share.
Uh-huh.
And I think it's a good idea because my mom is always saying, I want the recipe.
Maybe
well, this
I'll just
way.
Make enough to, just so that I can eat because I know Mr. Crocker is not going to eat them.
So it's a good way for them to see what I'm making and they can even put their own up there.
Yeah.
Because I actually made it so they can edit it because we can always go to previous versions if something's messed up.
All right.
So...
That's cool.
You don't trust them?
No, it's just, stuff can just happen. That's all.
I know, but we can go to previous things.
Oh, that's stuff, cool. So. Then
it was cool.
Don't make me out the bad guy trying to second guess their techno expertise. I was just saying what I would do, and that's just me. And anyway, last week we went to a new place called Papa Matteo's. Mm-hmm. It's a local pizza joint. Well, not local.
Oh, not local.
It's a pizza joint. It's the first one here locally. It's kind of like a smash burger type deal. It's franchises all over the United States. And they do pizza where they use fresh ingredients. You know, they make their meatballs daily and all this other stuff.
It was pretty good.
Yeah, and they specialize in personal size 9-inch pizzas. And it was really good. I got the Jamaican jerk chicken, I believe.
And I got the Southwestern.
Baja.
And
they were good.
It was good. Yeah. And, I mean, it's a little on the expensive side, so.
It's like $8 for a pizza.
And I'm not used to spending that much for lunch.
Cheaper than CPK.
Cheaper than CPK, but CPK pizza is better.
Ew.
What? But they don't have a Thai crunch salad.
They do not.
Which I was craving earlier, so maybe this weekend.
It's about that time.
We haven't been in a few months, right?
We haven't been in a few months. It's around Christmas time. Renee's getting wanting her fix of CPK.
Give me my Thai crunch salad.
That's probably what you would have got yourself. You probably got yourself like a $100 gift certificate to CPK.
No, I wouldn't have.
So you can go to CPK like 4 times.
Yeah, shut up. It doesn't cost that much.
And
and it's so funny, we went there last week to Papa Matteo's and woke up this morning to a living social coupon for Papa Matteo's. I was like, ooh, if we just waited a week.
I'm surprised you didn't buy it.
Nah.
You know, using any time.
Nah, I'm good. And then I got frustrated with McDonald's.
You did. You were quite grumpy this morning.
And not just this morning. I was grumpy last night.
Why?
Remember? Because we went to McDonald's.
That was just you being crazy.
No, it wasn't me being crazy. This made no sense. Okay. It was not. Listen.
Well, go ahead.
To me.
I'm listening.
So we went to McDonald's. Jay was trying to find if they had these special chicken McBites, but they didn't have them. So
right.
It's
kind of like popcorn chicken.
And I wanted a kids meal. But the kids meals now come with apples and fries.
Right.
I don't want the apples. I don't want apples with the Happy Meal. So I said, can I get extra fries instead of the apples? And I think he said no at first or something.
Right.
But then I think he misunderstood. And then he was like, so do you want a small fry? Like extra small fry? And he was like, no. And I was like, that's not what I want. So
I don't want the apples.
No, I was like, I don't want apples. Apples with the Happy Meal makes no sense to me. I'm going to get a cheeseburger and apples. Anyway, so I got so mad, but fine. But thankfully, they understood what I wanted, I think. So they gave me a small fry, but then they still gave me the stinking apples.
Right.
I didn't want the apples. I was mad because they gave me the apples.
But I'm like, you still got the full size. I listened to you. You still got the full size fry. It's not like you got the little skinny fry. That I would have been mad if I had gotten the skinny fry and the apples. Because I knew I would just throw the apples away. But because you got the regular size fries and you still got the apples. You got one on over there.
Apples are dumb.
Well, the dogs like the apples.
Yeah, I gave the apples to the dogs. I had to check and make sure they could have them. Because I always check and make sure they can have.
I want to give them chocolate chips.
You want to kill them is what you want to do.
I
want to
give them chocolate chips.
No, you're not giving them chocolate chips.
Especially Sammy.
So, and then McDonald's made me really pissed this morning. So we went to McDonald's before work and I got their hot chocolate because their small McCafe, hot McCafe drinks are a dollar between now and the 12th. Right. So I got a small hot chocolate and Jay also got one as well. And Jay got his right away.
But I should have gave you mine.
You should have. And they.
That's why you was mad at me.
No, I was not mad at you for that. That's not why. No, I wasn't mad at you at all. Mm-hmm. So then they had me pull up and the person in front of me was like pulled halfway between both the spaces. So I was blocking the way to the door. That pissed me off. So then I moved up and I was waiting and it took forever, by the way. Finally brought my drink. I put it down because I was going to drink it when I got to work and I wasn't driving. I pulled into my parking space and I took a drink. I was like, this tastes like peppermint. I was so mad. Yeah. I was like, I guess like they also have peppermint drinks. So I guess they need to clean it out in between or I don't know what. But it tasted like it had a lot of peppermint in it.
Well, I think so this is what happened. So when he gave you the cup and you handed it to me automatically because you like the second was coming and I went ahead and took a sip. Had I not drank out of it, I probably gave it to you and I probably should have.
I was so mad. So I had to throw the entire peppermint hot chocolate away.
He was like, damn you, Jay.
No, I didn't. I mean, a lot of you would have been like, how come you didn't just eat the peppermint hot chocolate? But I didn't want to do that.
Right. So you know how it is. That's just how it goes. But that's going to wrap up some food and let you listen to a little bit of Trombone Shorty before we get
Trombone
on into to our odds and ends. Say again, thank you, Mr. Garaja, for hooking us up with some Trombone Shorty and letting us know about such a great group. I really like their music. I'm really digging it.
Yeah, so. Yeah, it's very festive.
Festive.
Very.
What do you mean festive? Party like?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Most of the time I hear festive, I think jingle bells.
No, festive like party.
Right. Okay.
And did we have some odds and ends? You had some? Oh, I don't think so.
I mean, we kind of covered a lot of it earlier. I mean, hey, we just sit here and we just talk about whatever, you know?
I did some vlogs this past weekend.
You did some vlogs?
I did. I vlogged and I have to edit them.
Yeah, and you should. You also posted four.
I posted four this past week. I spread them out like Alachia would like.
Right.
And it worked out. So I'm going to edit them. Probably tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
And that's two vlogs, and then I have a couple backlog that I still need to edit.
Right.
So I'll be doing those. So.
Okay, well, cool. Well, guess what?
We have some feedback.
We had someone that...
Contact us, damn it!
Yeah.
Do you want to read that?
No, you can read it, because I already read it.
Oh.
Oh, unless you want me to read it, I don't care.
No, I've already read it, too, but I will read it again.
I read it first.
This is an email from our good friend Jeff Sire.
Where's he from?
He's from Canada.
Where?
Shut up. I can't remember. Such a butthole. Bronco sent us this email. The title is called Collard Greens. Great to hear about your Thanksgiving weekend. I really like the videos you posted to YouTube as well, which you can find at the ice flow on YouTube. I have a question about collard greens. What are they? My whole life I've been hearing about them in American TV shows. I know they are predominantly a southern thing, but I really don't have any idea what they are. So, Jay, do you want to answer his question?
Sure, Jeff. Collard greens are a various loose leaf cultivators of Brisca aleriga, the same species as cabbage and broccoli. This plant is grown for its large, dark color, edible leaves, and as a garden ornament, mainly in Brazil, Portugal, the southern United States, many parts of Africa, Montenegro, Banze. Anyway, Jeff, it's a it's a darker leaf. Think of kale. I'm not sure if you ever had kale before.
Or even spinach.
Or spinach.
It's kind of like spinach.
But spinach is not as dark a leaf as collard greens. And it's a huge leaf. Sometimes you can get these leaves, they're like huge.
Yeah, like a foot long.
Right. And you wash the leaves.
And you have to wash them very well.
Yep. You wash them really, really well. And you boil them. You know, you boil the leaves. And
yeah, and my mom actually, she basically almost steams them.
Right, right.
She puts some sugar in there.
Of course, because that's the crock away.
It'll be like a little sweeter.
Right. And some people, they cut them up. I know your mom cuts them. She rolls them up and she cuts mm-hmm. them, right?
Yeah, she rolls them up really tight. Right. She cuts them so that they're in long strips.
Right. And a lot of times they're cooked collards. You'll cook them with like ham hocks. You know, some people use smoked turkey drumsticks.
Fat bat.
Some people put onion in them, you know.
See, like now he's going to ask what fat back is.
Right. So
fat back is basically the skin and the fat of the pig.
Fat back, fried. Jeff, is a cut meat from a domestic pig. It consists of the layer of the subconscious fat under the skin of the back.
Subcutaneous.
Yeah, thank you.
Welcome.
With or without the skin, and the skin is your pork rinds. That's what pork rinds are. So it's right up under the pork rind. So fat back is the hard fat, and you deep fry. You can deep fry that.
Oh yeah, and it's really hard. The skin is, and it mm-hmm. tastes so good. My grandma used to make it.
Yep.
And fat back is one of those things that you can only have every once in a while because it's a heart attack waiting to happen.
Right, right. And so next time you're down, Jeff, or if we're up that way, maybe we'll bring a can of fat back. Not a can of fat back, but collard greens with us.
Can of collard greens.
Yeah, we want.
Yeah, the canned ones don't taste as good as fresh.
Unless you get the dudes. What's the dude that the seasoned one?
Oh, I can't remember.
You know, they do a little justice as well. But all right.
And Jeff continues. Right. He said I had the same thing with grits. I'd heard about them forever. Then I was in Florida one time and had them at a restaurant for breakfast and said to the waitress, they were the same thing as cream of wheat. She got really indignant, and I was informed that grits were in no way like cream of wheat. It's all lies. Grits are totally cream of wheat. LOL. All
right, Jeff. So let me warn you. We're your friends, right?
We are your friends.
When you're in the South, never compare grits to cream of wheat.
Never. Because one thing, they taste totally different. Grits are the consistency, the grit is thicker, and cream of wheat tastes like hot baby food.
Right. So grits is actually is from ground corn, and cream of wheat is from wheat. So it's almost like comparing Pepsi and Coke. They're both colas, but they're not the same. Grits is more coarse than what cream of wheat is. Cream of wheat is very creamy, and you know, I particularly don't like the texture, you know, of cream of wheat. You know, grits is more gritty, you know, and it's very popular. You know,
I love grits. Yeah. I can just have grits, like a big bowl of grits.
Right. So
some people add sugar to them, but that's not my thing.
Yeah, it's a coarse. You know, grits. You know, it's from the old English word "grit," means coarse meal. You know,
see, you learned so much from Wikipedia.
I know. I'm sitting here just flipping in between. And they're saying here, cream of wheat, it is similar in texture to grits.
No, it's not. Don't let them tell you that.
If it's made incorrectly, okay, yeah.
Grits are supposed to be, yeah. Right. But anyway.
Sorry you had an experience, but that's the typical reaction of someone that is a fan of grits.
I do the same thing. I'm sorry.
And people in the South will get indignant because cream of wheat is like a Yankee thing. That's an upstate thing. And, you know, that cream of wheat is what you feed your baby when you don't want to do the, when you're getting them off the regular baby food.
Hot cereal.
You go baby food, cream of wheat, then grits. You know, that's where the system, that's when the substance comes in right there. And then you do grits scrambled with eggs, you know. You put your, put your eggs in there.
I don't have kids, so that's all new to me. Yeah. But, Bronco also says, great job on the podcast. Take care, guys. Bronco, P.S. I'm still riding my motorcycle and it snowed today.
Yeah.
He's always riding his motorcycle. I'm so envious. He's out there on the open road in his chaps. No, he doesn't use chaps.
Yeah,
he has the chaps.
They're not chaps. They're the jeans that.
Yeah, they
can
have the
breathe.
Leather on them. Yeah, yeah.
No, it's not. It's like a mesh kind of thing.
Oh yeah.
You know,
jeans with mesh on them.
I need some of those, but yeah.
So you can breathe.
I can breathe. I'm jealous. I just need to get a pair of those just to have look cool.
Well, if somebody wanted to send us email like our good friend Jeff did, how could they do that, Jeff?
You can reach us by email at valentineblog@gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentine.com, which got renewed today.
Hooray.
The podcast Twitter feed is at valentineblog, and all those at valentines are at valentine.
And if you wanted to reach us by Twitter, the podcast Twitter feed is at valentineblog.
I already said that, but go ahead.
At Valentine blog. Jay's Twitter feed is
the cowboy.
TheCowboy.
And I have to redeem myself on this one because you probably didn't hear.
No.
When I said the Twitter feed last week.
I did.
Renee's Twitter feed is the ice flow. TheIceFlow. I left the W off last
week. You did?
Week. I did.
That's
funny. I said TheIceFlow. And when I was doing that, I was going down here to click the song to start playing.
That's so
funny. And I said, I never said W.
That's awesome.
So.
All right. Well, our outro music is, it's Roses, and it's featuring Lenny Kravitz.
Yes.
I like Lenny Kravitz.
And it's another trombone.
On bass, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's also singing too, I believe.
Yeah.
And it's another trombone shorty.
And, I can't believe we reached another end of the podcast.
Yep. And, I'm gonna go ahead and start the music. And will you have a great week?
All right. Y'all have a good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Up and smell the rose.